We have seen a return of some warm weather across the Midwest. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update, checking in with USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. And he says above normal temperatures for most of the country is expected for this week.
June 17th to 23rd, 2025, we are expecting near or above normal temperatures virtually nationwide. And we will see slightly cooler conditions across the north. So we do expect near normal temperatures much of the nation's northern tier from the Pacific Northwest all the way through the Great Lakes region and into New England. Hotter weather, of course, to the south. In terms of precipitation, well, it looks like as we head past the mid part of June, that rather wet pattern continuing across much of the country, at least east of the Rockies. In fact, just about everybody east of the Rockies expecting above normal rainfall, with the exception of parts of the central and southern high plains.
And with these climbing temperatures, University of Nebraska Extension's Alfredo DiConstanzo discusses how to approach heat stress prevention and manage that within your cattle herds.
What management is trying to do is to increase the sensible heat loss, which is, if one can imagine, a molecule of air trapped on the surface of the hair of an animal. That molecule must exchange the internal heat with the external conditions. So if externally we're looking at heat on heat, then there is no exchange of heat, and that heat remains in the animal. Things that we have on hand, one of the most effective ones would be shade out on open feedlots. We're hoping for the cooling effect of wind. I'm pretty cautious with recommending sprinklers because it can actually make matters worse from two perspectives. We need the air movement to be able to have effectiveness of wetting the coats of these cattle.
A couple of things to consider as it's continuing to get warmer. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update.